A broad coalition of community activists is calling on top-rated Fresno AM radio station KMJ to tone down the right-wing rhetoric of its hosts and allow alternative voices to be heard. Former Fresno City Council member and West Fresno activist Les Kimber is the spokesperson for Citizens for Civility and Accountability in Media.
KMJ Radio is the number one radio station in Fresno and the entire valley. The station has some 80,000 listeners out of the 1 million-plus residents that reside in the broadcast area. KMJ programming is dominated by talk show hosts that are exclusively biased in favor of conservative, anti-government, and anti-President Barack Obama point of view, which in no way reflects the vast diversity represented in KMJ Radio's broadcast area.
Ellie Bluestein, representing the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, spoke about an incident on KMJ involving a local pastor who has a talk show on the radio station.
On April 20th, Reverend Jim Franklin attacked WILF, a 100-year-old international women's peace organization, as communists, and accused them, along with Peace Fresno, of promoting terrorism.
Bluestein also gave an example of KMJ host Ray Appleton, who made a threatening remark about a government official.
Last summer, Ray Appleton stated that Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar should be given a reception with a 45 the next time he visits Fresno. These are inflammatory and dangerous expressions. We hope that KMJ will consider moderating their rhetoric and bring greater accountability to the views which they present as facts to the public.
KMJ did not directly respond to the press conference, which was attended by over 50 community activists. KMJ General Manager Patty Hickson did respond earlier to the committee in a letter saying, "You have no right to dictate what other people may believe is topical, opinionated, issue-oriented radio." Fresno City College professor and KFCF radio talk show host Gene Kennedy, responding to KMJ's refusal to moderate the rhetoric of their hosts, urged them to change course before it leads to violence.
"We are therefore appealing once again to KMJ management and stakeholders to please create a more balancing programming that will balance out emotions of your listening audience, unless the intention of KMJ's attempt to start a bloody revolution by using the voices of their radio host to incite the listening audience to action."
Rush Limbaugh commented on the group's activities during his program on Thursday. Limbaugh said, "KMJ in Fresno is being pestered by a typical acorn-type group to get rid of its conservative talk show hosts, all of them, including me. The Citizens for Civility and Accountability in Media say they support free speech and are not trying to remove Limbaugh or any other host from the airwaves. They are also not calling for a boycott of advertisers. What they say they want is more political balance and a return to civil discourse on KMJ." Reporting for Indie Media in Fresno, this is Mike Rhodes.